launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up here tonight, Nemi is going to tell us about a situation that could result in you getting your utilities turned off if you don't pay your local parking ticket. Or some sort of ticket. We'll get to the details on that here. Nemi's got them for us. 855-453. Also, the TSA gropes someone's grandmother in a very unpleasant manner. Mark has that story. 855-450-3733. And, of course, your phone calls about what you want. Let's go to homeless, or formerly homeless, John. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, my main man, Ian.
John, what's going on?
What's up? Hey, I want to give a shout-out to...
Well, we don't really do shout-outs, John, but if you want to talk about an issue, that'd be great.
All right. You know, for years, Ian, you've been disrespecting me, man.
What do you mean?
I come on the air night to put you in your place.
All right, go ahead.
You know, that hip community in Vermont.
Close. By the way, there's some weird talkback going on. Are you on, like, Skype or something?
Oh, yes, I am. Now, check this out. Now, you say I can't give a shout-out, right?
Not really.
But I can on my show. You see, I'm simulcasting on my radio show.
Very sharp.
What's your show? Go ahead and plug it.
It's called Escape the Live at Spreaker.com.
Very cool.
So on my show,
Spreaker, S-P-R-E-A-K-E-R. Go ahead, John. You got to pick. Go ahead and give us your pitch, quick, because this connection's awful.
It doesn't matter, because I'm on my show with simulcasting.
I'm saying give the listeners a pitch. Give a reason why they should tune out of Free Talk Live and tune in to your show.
Besides the talk back.
I'm not interested in your listeners. They're a bunch of hippies.
That was good.
Thanks for the call,
man.
It
was worth it.
855-4. Wow, that was great.
I was in Vermont today. It was fantastic. I had some of the best Chinese I've ever had.
I don't know what to think about that. Are you packing heat right now?
Of course.
There you go.
When am I not?
Hippies.
Wait, what? Are you calling me a hippie?
Strange thing to call somebody, packing heat.
I know, right?
Well, you know, the hippies are different in New Hampshire. By the way, we're not in Vermont. We're in New Hampshire. The hippies are different up here. Just a different breed.
Wait. Explain.
I mean, everybody's different. Everything's different up here. I mean, the Democrats pack heat. I mean, there's gun-supporting Democrats. Republicans support gay marriage. I mean, it's a different place.
Okay.
New England is, especially New Hampshire, it's very unusual.
I'll take your word for it. I like it.
I guess you have to, because you've been here for your whole life.
That's right. I don't travel much.
So 855-453, the toll-free number here. Let's talk to Matt, listening in New Hampshire. Farmington, New Hampshire. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, Matt?
Oh, not much. Listen, I just wanted to say that it's pretty much nothing better than chicks with guns, Nemi.
Oh, thanks.
Chicks with guns.
That's right.
That being said, I have to say that I love Steph.
You love who?
Anyway, Stephanie.
Oh, Stephanie.
Oh, I love Stephanie, too.
She is a nice lady. I like Stephanie.
She's so smart, but anyway, not that you guys are.
By the way, Stephanie has agreed to, those of you who are fans of Stephanie, because some people, everybody's got their preferences, right? So I was out with a couple of folks in Manchester recently for lunch, and one of them tells me that, you know, he doesn't like Stephanie, and he likes JJ, and the other guy says he likes Stephanie, and he doesn't like JJ, and so, you know, some people are going to be right for some people, and the rest of them won't like him. What can you do?
Right. So anyway,
besides the Love Fest, what do you have for us tonight?
I've been doing a Part 15 station on my way to work every day with basically I've been running like Complete Liberty or something. I just got that book that you did, Ian. I don't even remember the name of it.
That would be The Market for Liberty, which you can download. Anyone can download for free at book.freetalklive.com. But you say a Part 15 station. For those that are listeners that don't know what that means, what is that?
That is basically extremely low-powered FM station. We're talking 200 feet.
You're doing Part 15 FM? Yeah, there's no one that can really hear that.
But are you doing it in your car?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, essentially he's got one of those, is it like one of those little car radio things where you plug it into your cassette deck or whatever and it can kind of broadcast?
Yeah. Well, it's, I say... tongue-in-cheek Part 15, my friend.
Yes. It's a community radio station.
It's the community of whoever's sitting in your car, basically. It's, just, it's one of those CD player things.
200
right?
feet of mad power. Is that
27 dBm, my friend.
Ah. Yeah, you're getting too technical now for most of our audience.
But, I mean, you know, the people sitting around you might be, if they were tuning through their radio at that moment.
In theory, someone who was driving next to you could hear your radio station.
But, of course, if they went more than 200 feet forward or back, which isn't very far at all.
I don't know about you, Mark, but what device are you using to transmit? Matt?
Are you listening? Are you talking to me? Okay. Yeah. No, I perhaps you guys are... not as geeky as I thought. 27 dBm is actually quite a bit of power for FM.
Yeah, I'm not an engineer, so I said, you're way beyond most of our listeners at this point by talking about that. So, again, what device is this? Like some sort of homebrew thing? Did you build this yourself?
I got it on eBay.
Okay. Because, I don't know, has anybody ever tried one of those CD player connector?
Yeah, one of those
things?
Little things are awful.
FM transmitter?
They don't transmit 4 feet.
Right, that thing doesn't even go in your car. I mean, that thing won't even go outside of your car. It's that bad. So, do you think this is an illegal Part 15 transmitter? Because if you're if you're transmitting more than a very short distance on FM, it's usually a violation of FCC rules.
Right, I would never dream of violating those rules.
Oh, well, I would. Hey, anyway, Matt, thanks for sharing that tonight.
Can I just make one parting statement?
Yeah.
This notion of government is absurd.
Yes, I agree with you. Thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE.
I'd say the notion of the state is absurd. One must be governed. One must govern oneself at the very least.
Okay, that's fine. I'll take that. 855-450-3733. You know, that's cool. I mean, we'll normally list a Part 15 AM station on our affiliates list over at freetalklive.com. We've got an affiliates page there. But that's because there's a chance, at least, that a Part 15 AM someone could tune into. Like the difference between Part 15 AM and Part 15 FM, the idea of Part 15 is it's the FCC's code that actually allows you to broadcast on AM and FM without asking their permission. This is the section of code that, you know, if you follow the Part 15 rules, then in theory you should be able to broadcast without the FCC taking your equipment from you. And Part 15 AM is a tenth of a watt. There's some specifications on how high the antenna can be or how long it can be. Or, you know, again, I don't have all the details in front of me at the moment. If you're interested in these sorts of things, there's plenty of resources online for you to learn about. And but Part 15 FM doesn't even have a tenth of a watt. Like the Part 15 FM is a different kind of measurement for what is considered legal, and I forget exactly what it is, but it's very, very small. If you're broadcasting beyond your house, you're probably in violation of the rules. It's probably not a Part 15 FM station at that point. So basically a Part 15 FM station is a waste of your time if you're hoping to get out to anyone who could possibly listen. If you want to do Part 15 AM, in theory, you could do multiple AM transmitters around in a location. So you could have a city and then have multiple transmitter locations that are all running Part 15, tenth of a watt here, tenth of a watt there, tenth of a watt elsewhere. And that could cover a larger amount of land. But even just one Part 15 AM transmitter could do maybe a quarter mile to a half a mile listenable in a car.
This guy could be running. I mean, we don't know what he is running. He said Part 15, so you assume that he's running a tenth of a watt FM.
No, I did not. You cannot do a tenth of a watt on FM. It's different. As I just explained, it's a tenth of a watt only on AM.
I see. Okay. So you assumed that it was whatever the Part 15 rules are.
I didn't assume anything. He said it was more powerful than whatever, and if it's going 200 feet, it may be a violation of the FCC rules.
Did he say 200 feet?
I said 200 feet.
Oh, okay. He seemed pretty certain he was within the regs, but if the FCC actually gets a report about you...
He said it tongue-in-cheek.
Oh, I see.
It was part of it. It could be anything. I mean, yeah, who knows?
Could be. So, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, if you're going to do broadcasting, it helps to be 24-7. If you want more people to come across your operation, that is. You can take control of the airwaves. Isn't that the point of doing free radio, is so people hear you? 1-855-450-3733. You can take control and bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, creepy TSA agents.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am the genius. Take away everything you can get. Keep them on the hook with this immortal threat.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number is 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Nami,
and Mark.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live, you can support us with bitcoins if you'd like. We got a bitcoin tip jar. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You'll find the appropriate bitcoin address to which you can send any bitcoins that you would like. And if you don't know what the Bitcoin is, well, then go ahead and take some time out. Maybe, what, 5, 10, 15 minutes? I don't know how long that video is. It's not very long. Over at weusecoins.org. You can go there. There's a great introductory video that makes it pretty clear. Bitcoin is a really unique proposition. It is an alternative currency that is totally decentralized. There's no central company that's issuing it. There's no government that's behind it. In fact, governments around the world are very upset about the idea of the Bitcoin because it takes money out of their hands. I mean, he who controls the money, I don't know, I forget, I know I'm paraphrasing, but there's like the David Rockefeller or some money magnate who had made a statement that, you know, he who controls the money controls everything. And so now with the Bitcoin, we're taking the money out of the hands of the government and of the world and putting them in your hands because you don't have to beg anyone's permission to get signed up for Bitcoin. There is not even any signing up. You just download the software and then go to bitinstant.com and you can get your Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. So you can get your Bitcoins with cash by visiting bitinstant.com. And once you've got Bitcoins, you can do all manner of interesting things with those.
The minute the video is a minute 44.
Is that it? Yeah. That's incredible. Good, nice and short. Weusecoins.org. Thanks for checking on that, Mark.
It's been a long time since I'd seen it too, so I didn't remember.
Weusecoins.org. Of course, there's more resources over on that website that you can dig into as well. So 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Nemi, I know that you wanted to tell us about unpaid tickets in one place at least.
Yeah, in New Mexico.
It could become a real problem to have unpaid tickets, meaning you might not have your utilities.
Yeah, well, here they'll suspend your ability to register your car if you don't pay your parking tickets, and they'll suspend your license.
I understand that that's only in certain cities in New Hampshire.
That's true. That's true, but they're working to expand it, and they're working to collaborate between area towns, especially here in Keene, where we broadcast from. They'll suspend your right to register your car. If you don't pay your speeding ticket, they'll suspend your license and your registration on your car. But in New Mexico, with more and more vehicle owners simply deciding to refuse to pay red light camera and speed camera tickets, for-profit companies and municipalities are growing increasingly desperate for cash. Los Angeles shut down its photo ticketing program last year, largely because residents who could not afford the $500 citations did not pay them.
Wow. Awesome.
That just blows my mind. $500 for a red light?
Yes, they thought they could get it.
The red light ticket and the red light video things are the worst of the worst. I don't know how they can claim that that speed cameras are in some way dangerous to the public, but red light cameras certainly are, because there's a couple of things happen with red light cameras. Either you know that there's a red light there or there's not, and so you may run it and then get a ticket, or you don't come to a full and complete rock back stop before you make a right hand turn and it decides that you've run the light. Mm-hmm. In some cases, it'll just give it to you anyway, right. And then you can try to fight that ticket in court, which is always a blast.
Confront your accuser.
Yeah, confront your accuser, which is a gizmo. But then once you've gotten the ticket, how are you going to act coming up to that stoplight from here on out? You'll slam on the brakes. You're not going to go through. You'll create dangerous situations. Sometimes the safest thing to do at an intersection is to go through the red light. And people don't want to get those tickets because maybe they've gotten the ticket in the past or whatever.
Maybe it's $500.
And $500. And then they'll get slammed into the back, creating a dangerous situation. And what'll happen as people cease to run the red lights, because they really do work. The people will cease to run the red lights. Then the town's like, hey, we were getting all this money from people running red lights. Let's shorten the yellow light period. And they do it, people. I'm not kidding you. Towns shorten this red light period and put the money over the lives and safety of the citizens that they're sworn to protect.
That's what it was all about in the first place.
That's what it was. That was what it was clearly all about.
Talking about this in the last hour, too, it's government needing to justify its existence. So they've ruled out people who run red lights. What's next? So they can get that cash coming in. Because I'll say it again. $500 for running a red light?
Yeah, it's supposed to be. I mean, I think it used to be $50.
I pay less for rent. That's crazy to me.
Crazy. And now they're saying, has this passed or is this a proposal?
This is coming, and
it's on the way.
Yeah, that's right, in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Is it just Las Cruces,
yes,
or is it the whole state of
because
New Mexico?
No, it's just Las Cruces.
I see.
It says it announced it would shut off the utilities of city residents who refuse to pay red flex Traffic Systems, the Australian company that owns and operates the camera. Now, to be clear, when they talk about utilities, they're talking about water, gas, and sewer, not electric.
I see.
So it's any city-operated utility.
Wow.
Now, the city is notifying offenders by mail that they have until the due date stated in the letter to pay the fines or make satisfactory payment arrangements. A failure to comply will result in termination of utility services. Mm. Now, the government in Las Cruces claims vehicle owners owe $2 million. To encourage payment of the $100 photo fines, the city says it will employ an ordinance the council adopted in 1988, giving itself the right to shut off utility service to residents declared delinquent for any reason.
Wow, so they've had this for a couple decades.
So this is City Code Section 28-10. It says the city may decline, fail, or cease to furnish utility service to any person who may be in debt to the city for any reason,
wow, man,
except taxes and special assessments. So the city provides gas, water, sewer, and trash. Ordinarily, the New Mexico Public Regulation Commission prevents shutting off the utilities of low-income residents from November 15th to March 15th. Primarily a safety issue is lack of heating during a cold snap. Las Cruces recorded them 10 below. I just have to laugh. 10 degrees. 10.
That's cold.
Yes,
minus,
it is.
You guys are from Florida. Come on.
10 below is cold.
That's
even up here.
Nothing.
What? It doesn't get much more than 20 below here in New Hampshire.
That's true. 25, I think, is 25 below is the worst I can recall.
Yeah. And the difference between 10 and 25 below is not
much.
Noticeable.
Yeah, not much. All right, it's chilly, but give me a break.
If your power's off, the goldfish is froze.
This was,
the dog is
10
dead.
Below in 1962. So they have the safety measure in place from November 15th to March 15th because of the minus 10 temperature in 1962.
Okay, one time minus 10. I gotcha.
It could endanger the elderly. The commission also protects the seriously ill and customers on Medicaid or on assistance from a charitable organization.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to endanger the elderly, having them sell their wheelchair because they're trying to pay a $500 red light ticket.
True.
I mean, this is crazy. I mean,
oh, it's $100
here. Whatever
it's $500
is.
In L.A.
Whatever it is, $100. Look, there are a lot of people that are on, they're having a tough time out there. The economy is not so great in most places, and people are out of work, and you've got people, before the economy had gone bad, you still have people living paycheck to paycheck, so it hasn't gotten better for those folks. And in a lot of cases, when people are looking at bills that they have to pay, and they look at the water bill versus the red light ticket, they're going to choose the water bill, but now that doesn't matter anymore. Now there's no more choice involved. Now it's you either pay the red light ticket and then figure out what to do about the water bill, or don't pay the red light ticket, pay the water bill, and have the water shut off anyway.
And you certainly can't drill a well on your own property either.
They won't like that very much. You could, but then again, if you can't pay $100 for the bill, you certainly can't afford to drill a well. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features that you'll find on the site are completely free, so head over and enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can also get interactive with a bunch of our listeners at various different places, like our chat room and the BBS, all over at freetalklive.com. The phone lines brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. They're going to handle accounts receivable for your company, too. Go to freetalklive.com. Look at the banner lists on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI is at the top of them. And do business with businesses. Support Free Talk Live.
Indeed. So we've been discussing how in New Mexico, at least in Las Cruces, they are going to be possibly turning off people's utilities.
Gas, ones, water, sewer, and trash.
Right, the ones... stop clicking people's trash. That's going to work out great. So they're going to turn off people's utilities if they don't pay red light tickets or any tickets. Any so-called debt that one might have the city will result in no more services. And this was something that I was kind of concerned might happen if we ever did some sort of a property tax revolt here in New Hampshire, because the government, at least in this area, provides water to people. So if you stop paying property taxes or a portion of those property taxes, what's to stop them from just saying, well, we're just going to shut off your water supply? I would say they would probably do something like that.
I'd say little. There's little to stop them.
They do some really desperate things when you threaten their money. When you threaten their income, they get very upset. I'll give you an example. Today was downtown in Keene doing Robin Hooding. Now, this is kind of a long-standing tradition of activists here in the Keene area. We have just standard parking meters, like the old school one parking meter per coin fed per one per per parking space. And there, the basic concept of Robin Hooding is you find, ideally, you would find the lady.
You pay people's fees.
Right, but ideally, I mean, you could just walk around randomly and put money in people's meters, and that technically counts. But the ideal version is to find the enforcer, to find the parking enforcer, locate her, and then proceed to walk in front of her, eyeballing each meter before she can get to the meter, and then putting a nickel, which is the minimum amount that you need to put in, putting a nickel into it to prevent her from issuing that person a ticket.
Do you then put the envelope on the windshield? Because this used to be done. Is,
correct.
You've been Robin Hooded or something like that. And
that's
that,
right.
You've been somehow salvaged and that, you know.
Right, that you've been rescued from the king's men by Robin Hood and her merry men, etc. We've got a little letter.
See, I don't put the letter out. I just go out and frustrate the meter people.
You can do it that way, too. But it's nice to complete the package by leaving something for the would-be victim, somebody who would have been victimized by the state agent in that case, letting them know they've been rescued and giving them the opportunity to send in a contribution to the Robin Hood Fund. Or in this case, the fund is whoever's doing Robin Hood.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys who was doing Robin Hood in the past actually ended up making it, turning it into a slightly profitable enterprise. Not enough to pay any bills, but it was activism that actually wasn't losing
in the black.
Yeah, so yeah. That's nice when you can
and
make activism
fun.
Profitable.
It is fun.
Oh yes, it is.
It is fun.
So and they tried to ruin the fun today.
How do they react to this?
Well, if anybody's heard, we've got Allie on the show on Friday night. She does Ladies in Keen, which is a radio program on Sunday mornings at LRN.FM, also at ladiesinkeen.com. And a couple of the ladies in Keen, there's three of them typically on their show. Two of them, Cecilia and Kate. Had gone out to do some Robin Hooding today. I accompanied them, used my video camera to document some of the process. So it was Cecilia and Kate who were doing the actual Robin Hooding. And they found, we managed to, we kind of split up, went into different parking lots until one of us found the meter maid and then called everybody else over.
Parking enforcement agent.
Yes, thank you. The enforcers. And so they, you know, then proceeded to Robin Hood, and it wasn't long before Blondie, and I forget what her name is. She's normally very, very nice to me now that she was kind of gruff before, but then she testified against me during one of my parking ticket trials, and ever since she's been very nice. But she didn't seem too happy today because she was being Robin Hooded,
right?
And
now, why do you suppose that is? I mean,
I know why.
Because she can't justify her existence.
No. I've got a specific reason why.
Well, wait a second. They have said though, and
there's a quota.
This lady in the past has said that she's just wanted to do the job because she liked getting out.
Two ladies.
Walk.
That's the brunette woman who said that to me, and actually they were both out on the streets today.
Okay.
Had a chance to interact with both of them. But what the brunette told me, and it wasn't recorded, but she told me this in front of Cecilia, so I've got a witness. The brunette says that she's upset about Robin Hooding because, and this is the same one who said it was fine before, she likes to go for a walk. Now she says she's upset by it because apparently there's a quota, which she says isn't a quota, because I asked her if it was a quota. She said it's not a quota. But the way it works is when she comes back from her walk, they audit her little machine. She's got a little punch-up machine, the printer thing. They audit her machine, and they determine if she goes more than 15 minutes without giving a ticket, they figure she's not doing her job. They figure she's loafing. Or, you know, shopping or doing something else.
This is one of the reasons that I took my ticket to trial this last time. It was just a parking ticket, but, you know, that lady was off the street for hours.
Didn't
That's
they
right.
refuse to allow you to take it to trial because it wasn't your car or something like
no,
that?
No, no, that was in the past, but this was,
okay.
This was my car.
So, basically, there is a quota, and so she's upset because if we follow her around long enough, she's gonna go 15 minutes without giving out a ticket, and she's going to get reamed out by her supervisor, effectively. So, but that's not the reason I brought the story up. They don't like their revenue being threatened, and so Blondie calls the Keene police while Cade and Cecilia were, again, doing Robin Hooding. She stops, picks up her cell phone, calls Keene police, says they need to come out, and so Keene police comes out.
Oh, I'm so bummed I had to work today.
And let's see. So it was a Keene police officer who was also on the drug task force, Jason Short, who you can see video footage of him at freekeene.com, where he actually admits the irony of him using nicotine while also putting other plant smokers in jail cells, which is interesting video. And I think Jason Short, I think he's one of the more open-minded cops, and I've changed my mind on him. He used to be, I used to think he was a jerk, but now I think he's all right. I think he's coming along quietly in the right direction.
Not a fan.
Well, you can talk about that later. But anyway, Jason comes out, and on video, he says, and I don't have the exact quote, but to paraphrase him, he admits on video that, yeah, nobody can really say anything to you for following these women and recording them.
Of course they can't.
Nope.
That's what he says. He's the officer in charge. He's the sergeant, officer on duty that day. But he's also there with another cop who is kind of known as more of a loose cannon, Bruce Juhas. And this guy has arrested multiple activists in the past. He seems to have a real thing for it. Apparently he's on their hit squad, the SWAT team thing. He's one of those guys. And so he's standing there as Jason Short is telling me this. I'm pretty sure he heard what Jason said. Then he follows Kate, who then Kate's following the parking lady because the parking lady figures, well, we're tied up with the police, so she's going to go back to doing her job. So Kate follows her as I stay with Jason Short and continue the conversation with him, getting him on the record with his thoughts about whether or not he can do anything to us for doing Robin Hooding. And they've never done anything to anyone who's ever Robin Hooded ever. And so Kate follows the parking lady. They go back to walk toward a parking garage. And in that parking garage, the other cop, Bruce Juhas, pulls up. And at this point, Kate's all alone. It's the parking lady, Kate, and the cop.
Right.
So Cecilia and I are still back on Main Street dealing with the other cop at this time. And that's when Bruce Juhas proceeds to threaten Kate with disorderly conduct charges. Moments after, we were told that this is completely fine, that there's nothing wrong with following these people and recording them. The parking lady claims that she was being intimidated by Kate.
Yes.
That Kate was saying...
said that when I went out last time, too.
Yeah. That Kate was saying things to her that were intimidating to her. Now, anyone who's ever seen Kate probably would know that she's not a very intimidating lady. She's
neither is the parking
18, 19 years old, you know, nice young lady, and she's absolutely ludicrous. And so he threatens her with disorderly conduct, and she you know, bailed out at that point because she's actually already out on bail for, I think, a chalking thing, or she's got a suspended sentence for chalking in Manchester. And she's worried, if she doesn't get arrested, she might violate bail and then possibly have the suspended sentence brought back on her and have to go to jail. So she calls it a day at that point, walks back up, talk to us. And I basically told her I think that Juhas was trying to intimidate her into stopping following the parking attendant, that he didn't really have any disorderly conduct. But then again, that wouldn't have stopped him from arresting her for disorderly conduct.
Certainly wouldn't have.
Even if they ended up dropping the
it
charge.
It might have if he heard his superior say something just moments before.
I don't know if he heard it or not, but either way, we got them both on video. We got Bruce Juhas threatening her on video, and the other cop basically saying, yeah, you guys are fine, on video. So the ladies in Keene will be posting that later. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Porkfest this year.
Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body?
What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no foul odor, and can be smoked almost anywhere. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you will find there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Still to come tonight, Mark, you're going to share with us a TSA story involving what could be your grandmother.
Yes, I am.
So that's on the way here, 855-450-3733. In other news, the DEA is in the news over at the Raw Story at rawstory.com. Daniel Chong, a 24-year-old student at UC San Diego, was taken into custody during a drug raid and abandoned in a holding cell for 5 days without food or water.
Oh, my God. Kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. This stuff actually happens from time to time, where some government agent will arrest somebody, put them in a holding cell that's not a jail, you know, like a holding cell beneath a courthouse or a holding cell, you know, beneath some other governmental building, and then just whoops.
Yep, they leave a
there
message,
all weekend.
Leave a message on somebody's answering, voicemail, and says, "Hey, you know, I got an inmate 10:15, sitting in your holding cell. Take care of that. That person's on vacation.
Yep. And not my responsibility. I left my message.
Right, I'm out of here."
So Daniel Chong, again, a 24-year-old student held for 5 days without food or water. He told NBC San Diego, "They never came back. Ignored all my cries, and I still don't know what happened."
And ignored his cries or couldn't hear them.
Right, probably. He says, "I'm not sure how they could forget me." On April 21st, well, of course they could forget you. You're just a doper.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care about you. You're not a human being.
They just lock people in cages. Yeah. It's not like they actually care about them.
On April 21st, drug enforcement agents raided an apartment where Chong and his friends were smoking marijuana. 9 people were arrested, and the agents reportedly seized ecstasy pills, marijuana, prescription medication, psychedelic mushrooms.
Just because he was in the apartment doesn't mean that he was in possession of any of these things.
It's true. According to CBS, they also allegedly took weapons from the apartment. According to CBS 8 News, 7 of those arrested were taken to jail and 1 was released. Chong, however, was left handcuffed in a 5-by-10-foot holding cell. He said he screamed and kicked the door, but to no avail. Eventually, he began hallucinating and drank his own urine in hopes of staying hydrated. After days without any human contact, he tried to kill himself by breaking his glasses with his teeth and using the glass to cut himself. Surprisingly, Chong allegedly found a bag of methamphetamine in the holding cell, which he used to stay awake.
Oh, no.
And what's the point of that?
I don't know.
Why do we want to stay awake?
Why you would need to stay awake. After 5 days, a DEA worker heard me. If you stay awake for 5 days, you will go insane. That much you can pretty much count on.
That's probably where the biting the glasses and using them to cut yourself came from.
Yeah, it may have. After five
days. I can see why one would be like, I'm bored in a cell, and all I've got is methamphetamine. Perhaps I'll do it. I can't see.
No one's coming back for me. Might as well use the meth.
Right. I mean, I suppose. I don't know how I would react in the same circumstance, but I have certainly been on...
How would you know what it is?
I wouldn't know at all.
Some random powder in a bag.
I wouldn't have any clue.
Seeing as I'm going to die in here.
That would be...
Smoke this Drano.
Great.
So he used... By the way, after 5 days, a DEA worker heard noises coming from the holding cell and discovered him. Chong was taken to the hospital where he spent 3 days in the intensive care unit. The DEA apparently did end up apologizing later, but initially they did not apologize. And by the way, he has not been charged with any crime. So they arrested him, put him in a holding cell for 5 days.
He is going to own them.
Well, hopefully, if he can find a lawyer who wants to take on the DEA.
He was sitting with one in the picture.
Oh, was he?
Well, yeah, he may not be looking at the same news item that I was looking at earlier.
Yep, that looks like a lawyer.
Yeah, I think that he's probably got an attorney.
It's horrifying. This is scary stuff, man.
Indeed.
5 days. Now, I mean, for people who haven't been in jail before... You know, when you're in jail, usually there's some humans around. You can talk to the guards to some extent. You can hear the other inmates doing. Even if you're being held in solitary, there's still some level of you
something.
Can see somebody out there. You know, they come and bring you food three times a day. Somebody's going to hand you a tray of food. It's going to be through a slot in the door, but you know, there's still some kind of level of human interaction. This
what
guy
if he
was
had
completely
had
cut off
a medical emergency? Completely aside, right?
He did have a medical emergency. It was called dehydration.
Well,
yeah.
Isn't there some sort of camera? Like, aren't you being monitored when you're in your cell?
Well, the holding cells are often different sorts of situations. These aren't the cells that people are incarcerated in. This is only intended to hold this person for a couple of hours.
Right, while he's processed and then taken to some sort of jail.
Some of them don't have toilets in them. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. You're talking about a small concrete room with some kind of metal door on it, sometimes barred, sometimes a solid metal door on it with a bean hole. And that's it. In some cases, that's all there is.
What's a bean hole?
A bean hole is a hole through which you slide beans.
I see.
Yeah. Or whatever food they decide to serve. The bologna sandwich.
Man, this is scary.
To cook the beans.
And you're right. I mean, you're not supposed to go more than a few days without water. This guy was in long enough to where he really could have died from dehydration. Absolutely right.
I don't even know. I mean...
And... You know, then you get into the question of how was he drinking his own urine? That doesn't sound like an easy task to accomplish.
Did they give him a cup?
And handcuffs.
No, they
too.
Did not give him a cup.
Did he have handcuffs?
Yeah. Ian read it earlier in the article.
They probably didn't leave him in the... Do you think... They didn't
they do
know.
That.
I don't know. I've never been to
they
jail.
They absolutely do that.
I am sweet and innocent and shy.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It does say he was left handcuffed in the holding cell. Oh, my God.
Right? So, thank God they must have been in front of him.
Okay,
because otherwise, how do you drink your own pee?
I got it. He rolls over onto his upper shoulder to the back of his head and kind of pulls his pants down a little bit, aims. Oh, my
man.
God. Oh, my God. This is what
this
they did
horrifying.
To this kid.
And you're paying for it, by the way. I'd like to remind you that it's your tax dollars that make all this possible. And, of course, you can complain about it, and you can point out that the police are doing horrific things.
You think he'll do drugs again?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, of course. Apparently.
To cope.
His life is ruined. He's got to do drugs.
He had to pee on himself.
Unidentified powder in the holding cell.
And peed through some sort of gymnastic feat, apparently.
And managed to keep himself alive that way.
I'm not sure he did.
He's still alive.
He's alive, yeah. I mean, will that hydrate one? How long will that work?
I don't know how many cycles you can go through.
Well, the internet does.
Oh, no.
All right, so your thoughts are welcome here. 855-450-FREE. But what is it going to take to change this? I mean, obviously it's the war on drugs that's leading to this insanity. Was it not for the war on drugs, this young man would have been able to enjoy his marijuana peacefully with his buddies in their college dorm room or wherever it was that they were smoking it. It's the war on drugs, this insane idea that somehow we're going to stop college kids from getting high. Or stop anybody from getting high. And it's just the most insane idea. However, there are some really insane people that are behind this. People like Gil Karolikowski. R. Gil Karolikowski, the director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy, the so-called drug czar. He denied on Tuesday that there was any reason for the United States to regulate marijuana in the same way it regulates alcohol. According to this jackball at an event hosted by the Center for American Progress, he said, "There are no good reasons to legalize marijuana. I often hear about tax, regulating control as an answer. And then I look at prescription drugs, which, as I mentioned, take over 15,000 lives a year, let alone the number of people who come into emergency departments and the number of people that are treated. And prescription drugs are already taxed, are already regulated, and are already controlled, and we do a very poor job of keeping them out of the hands of abusers and young people. So I don't see that we would do a very good job with a substance that can easily evade the tax scheme, because it doesn't take rocket science to grow marijuana."
It sure doesn't.
Now, isn't it interesting how, on a question specifically about legalizing marijuana, not the rest of the drugs, which, of course, I support decriminalizing everything, but just on a question about marijuana, he changes the subject and likens marijuana to prescription drugs, as though marijuana has caused a single death. That doesn't happen.
That's a red herring, is it not?
It totally is misdirection.
Straw man.
Right. Yeah. Straw man, thank you.
But at this point, he also turns it back to taxes. As if taxes are what makes something just. I mean, it's true that marijuana doesn't require much cultivation at all. It's got to be one of the easiest things that you can consume to plant.
Right. Well, and from his perspective, if it doesn't benefit the state, then it's no good. It's not about you. It's not about your freedom. That doesn't matter. Can the state profit from the legalization of marijuana? Can it benefit the state? He says no. And he can't see any reason why marijuana should be legalized. You know, there's no compassion in this man. He's not in touch with compassion when it comes to drug users. They are just not human beings, these people. And I hope that someday they can come to the conclusion that they are humans. And I don't know how we're going to be able to show them that, but I'd like to work on it. 855-453, SACL CAI, toll free line. Hour 3 next.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.